This is Reality Realty Northumberland, 89.7 FM's Real Estate Talk Show. I'm Dale Bryant, and I'm an active real estate broker with Royal LePage, Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage, and Reality Realty is your local real estate forum where we take on, talk about, and interview guests on all things real estate with a direct focus on Northumberland County and the communities within it. I would like to thank the sponsor of our show, Royal LePage, for out-of-this-world service beyond your expectations. Talk to a realtor from your independently owned and operated Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage. Royal LePage believes in informing you, the listener, to better equip you to make smart real estate decisions, and they sponsor Reality Realty, helping to make this show possible. Joining us this morning will be Catherine Gissing. Catherine is the owner and operator of Sage Relocation Services. We're going to be asking Catherine, what in the world are relocation services? Isn't that what the realtor does? We'll be asking her who uses relocation services, how relocation services can complement real estate, and we'll want to know the particulars about Sage Relocation Services. We will also do our snapshot segment. We will look at points to ponder and our very newest segment, which is Spotlight on Residential Real Estate in Northumberland County. And let's begin with a market update. Snapshot is a look at today's residential real estate market in Northumberland County. And over the past month, we have had 43 residential sales within our borders, and that leaves us with an inventory of 271 listings for sale. The average listing price of the residential real estate that successfully sold over the past 12 months is approximately $311,000, and the average selling price of those successful sales over the past 12 months is approximately $301,000. On average, people have been receiving 97% of their asking price in a market time of 70 days. We are presently here in Northumberland County in a balanced market, and the absorption rate is presently at 16% based on the past month's trend. Each and every week, I research these Northumberland County statistics and calculate the absorption rate using information from the realtor component of the MLS system. If you're thinking of buying or selling a home, you'll want this kind of information you just heard to be specific to the area within our county, specific to the property type you're dealing with, and the price band it's in. So what do? You talk to your local realtor to understand the Northumberland market information that's most relevant to you. The mortgage rates today, as always, come to us from Carol Ann Bryant, a mortgage broker with the Broker Financial Group. And the five-year fixed is as low as 2.59%, and the five-year variable is as low as 2.15%. These rates remain the same from last year when we reported. And folks, that is your current snapshot of the real estate market in Northumberland County. Now for Reality Realty's points to ponder. We have some late breaking news, very important real estate news. This news hasn't even yet showed up on a Google search. You won't find this news in the Globe and Mail, in the Toronto Star. You won't find this news in the Northumberland Today or Northumberland News. It is breaking here on 89.7 FM as we speak. And if you've been listening to the first part of the show where we had a few technical difficulties, and thank you, Jim Glover, for saving me, you will have noticed that we have a new sponsor, Reality Realty. The news is we have a sponsor, and it is Royal LePage, Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage, and that's the brokerage that I'm part of. And I think back about a year and a half ago when I started to create the show, I received a lot of support and encouragement from Mark Rashot, who is the owner and broker of record of the Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty offices. And these offices are made up of a fleet of franchise offices in Ontario, right from Port Hope in the west to Brockville in the east. And four of those offices are right here in our county. There's a Coburg office in the mall. They have a downtown Port Hope office, another office in Roseneath, and another one in Brighton. Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage is big on providing the realtors with the latest and best in tools and information to, in turn, help buyers and sellers optimize their real estate transaction and experience. I think about a year ago, it was January 22nd, I had the pleasure of having Mark Rashot and the office manager Jeff Nellis as guests on this show, and the experience and wealth of knowledge they bring was just incredible, and we had a great show. Thank you, Mark Rashot from Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage for sponsoring this show, and look forward to hearing the new ads. And that, folks, is my point to ponder today. This is just a reminder that the views and opinions expressed by me, co-hosts, guests of the show, or any of the articles presented do not represent the views and opinions of the station, of the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors, or of any real estate brokerage, or of any other realtor. They're simply our views and opinions at this time. Well, it's time to welcome our guest today. I would like to welcome Catherine Gissing. Catherine is the owner and operator of Sage Relocation Services. And if I was listening right now, if I wasn't in the real estate industry and I was listening, I'd be thinking relocation service, isn't that what a realtor does? So, Catherine, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Dale.
And I guess the weather wasn't that bad to get through today.
No, it wasn't brutal. I'm enjoying it, actually.
You're enjoying it. Okay, so that's a whole other show, why you would enjoy that. But, Catherine, we met just a few weeks ago. How did we meet? Did we meet through LinkedIn?
We met originally through LinkedIn, and we went back and forth for a little bit, and finally took the opportunity to sit down and chat with one another, and that led to several hours of really interesting conversation.
Yeah.
And we recognized that what you do and what my company does is aligned, and so we agreed that it might be worth sharing that with your listeners.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. So, Catherine, for those people who don't know what a relocation service is, or it's also referred to as a move management service in some places, what kind of services do you bring, or can a relocation company bring?
Well, that's actually a great question, and it's the perfect place to start, Dale, because it is a service that is largely unknown, I'd say, to the Canadian population. It's fairly well established in the States, and as often happens, Canadian companies ride the tail of what's happening in the U.S. industries. And so, simply put, I'd say relocation services, or move management services, as they're also called, are basically a collection of services that are helpful to people that are in the process of organizing their home, downsizing their home, planning for a move, or executing a move. And so what relocation services do is they step in as an outside service to help people that are dealing with those issues handle them in as easy way as possible.
Yeah, so that really covers a number of services. You mentioned planning a move. You mentioned staying in your home. So it could have to do with the home that you are presently in and making it work. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. You have a, well, it's not just your phrase for it, but there's an industry phrase for making that home work. And let's take a little closer look at that. One of the things I'd like to ask you about here, Catherine, is it seems to be becoming a strong industry, whereas maybe I haven't maybe heard about it as much maybe 15 years ago or so. But you're hearing more about these relocation and services. What do you think is the reasoning for it becoming so strong now?
Oh, gosh, there's lots of reasons, and that's actually a really great question, Dale. I'd say that the major reason is the fact that we as a population in North America are aging. And the degree of aging right now is happening at an unprecedented rate because the baby boom right now is reaching the crest of that period where there are junior seniors and there are senior seniors. So you have people, a great bulk of people in our population that are living longer due to great healthcare and healthcare systems. And you also have people that have made decisions to stay in their own place, perhaps for a long period of time. There are a number of family homes that have been in a home where the family has been there for several generations, maybe 20, 30, 40 years. And they are now at a point where they need to divest themselves of that and move into one of the many different kinds of senior accommodations that are now available. Because we have this very large senior population right now, the property development industry has recognized that and responded to it by building a number of different kinds of senior accommodations. So you have independent living, you've got condos for seniors, you've got assisted living, you've got long-term care, you've got a whole variety of things. And because we've got this extended lifestyle now, or a lifespan, you've got seniors that are now moving perhaps multiple times over a period of time. So a junior senior might move into a condo or just a smaller home that's easier to maintain. And then over the next period of maybe 20 or 30 years, they might go through a successive number of moves as they move into different kinds of accommodations that accommodate their needs as they have different requirements, as their health fails, for example, or they need extra assistance.
So we got the junior seniors.
Yes, I'd be in that category.
And we got the seniors. And then you mentioned to accommodate these people and their situations, there's a number of different sort of destinations you could end up. You could, I guess, one, just stay where you are. But do we have all those variety of destinations for seniors in Northumberland County? Or do you have to look outside of our county to find them?
Oh, no, there's actually some really great facilities available in Northumberland County. First of all, I'm going to go back to an earlier point that you mentioned. You mentioned something called aging in place. And I'd say that's actually probably one of the first considerations for people. By far and away, the majority of seniors, when asked, would tell you that they prefer to stay in their own home. It's familiar. It's comfortable. A lot of people are resistant to change, as we all are. And so aging in place is a phrase that recognizes a way that we can come in and make their current home safer for them. So it means removing some of the excess things, creating safe pathways, putting in the proper assists for people that might need assistance with mobility or stability. So that might be stage one. And certainly there are resources like mine and other companies in Northumberland County that can come in and do an audit of their existing home and help them make it safe and allow them to stay there comfortably for another period of time. So that would be maybe step number one. But step number two and three and four might be a whole variety of other kinds of accommodations that give you progressively different kinds of support services, starting with maybe condominiums or independent seniors apartments or retirement communities. And Northumberland is blessed to have a whole variety of them, including Empire Crossings, which is you interviewed
Joanne
Elliott from Empire Crossings just recently. And that's an example of one of the really great properties available in the community.
So you don't have to go outside the community to find these places, but you do have to do a little bit of pre-planning, don't you?
You do need to do pre-planning because 9 times out of 10, it means that you're downsizing. If you're moving into a new location, it means that you are divesting yourself of some of the things that you've acquired over your lifetime and moving into a smaller place. And that's where a company like Sage can be very helpful because we come in and help you be objective about what you actually own and objective mm-hmm. about what you can actually take with you and what's going to fit in the new place you're going into and then what you're going to do with the other 70% of the things that are not going with you because they have to go somewhere. And there are often really good homes out there waiting for some of those things, but it's a bit of a puzzle figuring out where those homes are and how you get those things in the into the hands of the people that can use them.
Mm-hmm. And also the planning needs to take place because just because you're ready now to have that place doesn't mean that place is available either.
Nope.
No. And the neat thing about it is, too, when I think about what you're doing here, Catherine, is you already, I asked you about the different types of places that are available and the different services they would provide depending on what your needs are. And you're already familiar with these places. I think back to my own family. It was just last year and a family member needed to have more care. They needed to move from their home. And now the family had to learn about all this.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe it wasn't in our community. It was in a community outside of ours. And we believe we made the very best choice. But really and truly, we're not experts in the fields. We're not professionals in the fields. And we were all busy. We all had jobs. Mm-hmm. And so our ability to really understand the industry and what's available was limited.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a fantastic service that you provide.
One other thing, Dale, is when you're confronted with a situation like that, which is very typical, that's the kind of problem that a service like ours actually can help mm-hmm. a client with. Because when you're confronted with trying to find the right housing solution, generally you're not aware of what's available. And sometimes you don't have the time because often you're working full time or you've got your own adult children to take care of. You've got limited vacation time. There's any number of things that make it really difficult to break away and have that dedicated time to help a senior parent solve that problem. And so in a case like that, we, companies like mm-hmm. mine, can step in and help do some of that legwork. Once we understand the criteria of the client, we can either offer to tour some of those facilities on their behalf or with them and ask the kinds of questions that need to be asked in order to help them weigh up what the options are and then help them look at the pros and cons and make a decision that's right for them.
Yes. And the aging in place that you were just talking about, Catherine, I just had a listing appointment. I just had that this week. Yeah, it's Thursday. It's the show day. I just had that appointment this week. A lovely couple, and they love where they live. But they called me up to list their home. Let's get a value. Let's list our home and put it on the market. And Dale, help us to find where we're going next. Maybe it'll be renting somewhere. Maybe it'll be purchasing something without stairs. Because the issue with this home was stairs.
Uh-huh.
So naturally, I'm going to check the place out. I will go back to my office and I will do a market analysis. But before I left, I asked them, if we could solve the stair issue, would you move? And they said, no, we love this place. So I said, okay. I'm going to make a call. I also had last year a guest, Bodan Kloufis from Premier Mobility. And I asked the people, can I call this particular individual? Because they'll know if they can install what you need to make this home livable and forget about the realtor. And so I've hooked them up together. They said, yes, they'd love to. And that's just a very little piece of aging in place.
Mm-hmm.
These people had no issues with anything else at this point in their life but the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a simple one. And not that I don't like the business, Catherine, of of selling a home and possibly helping them buy another one, but really and truly, there's so much value I see in real estate. In my experience of aging in place, it's stressful for us. And then the older you get, a move just becomes so much more stressful. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you don't have to move, why would you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Joanne, we're already at first break. So, if... What are we doing here, Joanne? You've been listening to Reality Realty Northumberland 89.7 FM Local Real Estate Talk. Join us after this break, and we'll spotlight two local listings and continue to talk about what's causing the strong growth in the relocation industry. Welcome back. This is Northumberland 89.7 FM's Reality Realty with Dale Bryant. Before we get back to our guest, Catherine Gissing from Sage Relocation Services, it's time to spotlight some residential real estate in Northumberland County. This is a new Reality Realty segment that's available as a marketing option for realtors to feature some of the fine homes for sale in our county. Our first spotlight comes to us from Jody Ledgerwood. Jody is broker of record with Northumberland Hills Realty, Inc. Brokerage. And Jody is spotlighting a serene countryside 4+1 bedroom, 2-bath bungalow with an attached double garage sitting on 4.5 acres, with features including a gourmet kitchen with a walk-in pantry and granite counters. You can spoil yourself with the spa-like main floor bath featuring in-floor heating, or you can spend time in the hot tub through the French doors to the back of the house leading to the deck and patio retreat. This stone and stucco home, located at 121 Dunk Road in Colburn, is full of convenient and upgrade features. 121 Dunk Road is listed for $449,900, and the MLS number is 512-410-269. If you'd like more information about this home, you can contact your realtor or contact the listing realtor, Jody Ledgerwood. The next spotlight comes to us from me, Dale Bryant, a broker with Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage, and I am spotlighting a contemporary third floor open concept condo. This is a 1-bedroom plus den, 2-bath unit, which includes indoor heated parking. The principal living space features oversized windows and a walkout, delivering ample natural lighting and a balcony with a remote-controlled awning having wind detection auto-retract technology. This condo is located at 145 3rd Street in Coburg, in the heart of Coburg's downtown and waterfront community, where cafes, shopping, the Lakeshore Boardwalk, and marina are all outside your door. 145 3rd Street, Unit 306, is listed for $309,900, and the MLS number is 518-440-052. If you'd like more information about this home, you can contact your local realtor or contact the listing realtor, me, Dale Bryant. This spotlight feature is presently in its beta phase, and if you're a realtor who would like to feature a home on Spotlight in the future, contact me or Northumberland 89.7 FM radio station and ask for Michelle Hussman for more information. So, back to our guest, Catherine Gissing, owner and operator of Sage Relocation Services. Catherine, we were talking last segment about the services that relocation services provide. Can you break it down a little bit more, maybe into packages that are available, common packages that people may use?
Sure. What I'll do, Dale, is I'll outline some of the typical services that we provide. And I will say that there are a number of relocation services companies across Canada, and the package of services they provide are all slightly different. It depends upon the skill set of each company. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you from Sage's perspective what we offer, which is fairly typical.
Perfectly.
And it generally starts out by meeting with a client. And it's always a free consultation, as I know it is with real estate as well, because mm-hmm. it's in our benefit, as it is in your benefit, to understand who your client is and what their needs are before you can really move forward and help them figure out how they're going to work through their problems. So we start with a free consultation. And then what we do once we're retained is we start by creating a plan for them. So the plan is, we call it a move plan. Mm-hmm. And it itemizes in a document what we're going to do. So it breaks it down in terms of sequence, and it itemizes, these are the following steps we're going to do in order to help you meet your objective. And we designate a timeline to that, and we will eventually designate a price to that as well. But it starts with itemizing the move plan, mm-hmm. which is helpful to a lot of people because they call us in originally because they can't quite visualize how they're going to get out of where they are. And once they actually see it itemized, right away they feel better because they can see that they've been heard, they've been understood, and there actually is a pathway out of what they're dealing with.
I'm imagining they'll be surprised at all the items on the list too.
Oh gosh, the list can go on sometimes for pages, and that's good as well because it tells you clearly what needs to be done, but it also tells you the magnitude of what lies ahead. Mm-hmm. And in many cases, that means it gives them a sense of relief that they've brought somebody in to handle all those things for them. So that's mm-hmm. Step number one is the plan. Secondly, we create an inventory of what they own. Now, in many cases, we're dealing with family homes that have been families that have been in a home for a number of years. And so the client that we're dealing with is often overwhelmed even trying to understand what they have. They'll have an attic that's full of stuff. They'll have a basement that's full of stuff. We find sheds that people forgot to tell us about, and storage areas they've got to tell us about, or off-site storage. Mm-hmm. So we start by figuring out where everything is hidden, and then we actually pull it out and we photograph it.
Neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it can be a lengthy process, but it's an important process because once we photograph it and actually itemize it, we can then put that into a spreadsheet. And it's a visual tool that we provide to our clients. It's a hardcover tool that they can flip through so they can see that they've got 40 items or 80 items, and they can see the dimensions of those things and the recorded characteristics of those things. More importantly, in that inventory, we make notes about what we discussed with the client about what they want to do with those things. Mm-hmm. So they may have said to us already, I'd like to donate that, or I'd like to give that to a friend or a family member. So they can see this list of items in front of them, and it takes the guesswork out of it. And sometimes it's overwhelming because they realize how much they have, but oftentimes it's a relief because they see they've captured what they have. And if you know what you have, you can start making a plan for it. So that's item number two. Then the next thing we do is we figure out where they're going. And this is where it's really important to work with a realtor, because mm-hmm. often the realtor will be able to tell us the client is going from location A to location B. We'll then retain the floor plan for location B, or we'll go in, we'll measure it. I am a designer by mm-hmm. Profession and designation. So we'll go in and we'll measure the floor plan to make sure the dimensions are all accurate. We draw it to scale. And then we can match that floor plan against the inventory that we've created. So with the inventory, we can then take a look at what they have, match it up to the floor plan so we can see what's going to realistically fit, and what is there no space for? And we can then give them some variations of the floor plan by then dropping in their furniture so they can see different options and work with us to find a final solution.
Minimize surprises.
Yeah, and it's really important because you don't want those surprises once you've actually paid for the movers to take stuff there's no space for.
No.
And tried to move it upstairs. We had a project last week where we didn't do the floor plan. We just did the moving. Mm-hmm. And we got to the new residence to find that the master bed would not go up the three flights of stairs to the master bedroom. So scratch the master bed.
Well, exactly. Somebody maybe measured the master bedroom, and maybe that bed did fit in the bedroom, but
it did.
Nobody checked to see if it could get there.
The question is the box spring. Talk to movers. It's all about the box spring. You'll know this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so the floor plans are really critical to understanding what you can realistically take, and it also clarifies what you can't take so that we take the guesswork out of that.
And surprises cost money.
Sure they do.
Ultimately, it costs unexpected money.
Sure they do.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we always tell clients that you want to be making those decisions about what you're taking before you go. You don't want to incur the cost of moving them, finding they don't fit, and then being stuck with a new problem. And the new problem usually takes the form of then purchasing off-site storage because you don't want to get rid of those things And so you start incurring costs at the other end. So the process we go through is very linear, but it actually solves problems before you actually get there. The next thing we do, and this is actually happening in tandem with the first three steps that we talked about, is through this whole process, we are organizing what people own. We are working with them to make downsizing decisions. And we are helping them figure out what they're going to do with the things they don't take. And when people are downsizing, we estimate that they're generally not taking anywhere from 60% or more of their things, because generally they're going to a smaller space.
And what a tough process that is.
Yes.
I know working with clients, people that come to me saying, Dale, we need to downsize. We're, our home is too big. We have too much stuff. We know we're going to get rid of it. And they tell me how what size approximately they would like to look at. And then we go and see that. And then they go, oh, we can't live like this. Because they're even though they say, they can say and form the words to say we need to downsize, when it actually comes to looking at those first few places, it's like shock. And they just can't imagine. So you're dealing with that shock value.
We're dealing with the shock value, but I will say, Dale, and you may have found this from your experience as well, once you get your head around the reality of downsizing, once you actually move into a smaller space with less things, it's very cathartic. And we deal with clients all the time that inevitably say to us, we should have done this earlier.
They love it.
They love it.
They love it. But it's a process, isn't it?
It's a process, and it needs to be a thoughtful process so that it ends up being a good solution and not a problem at the other end, which is where the realtor can help you figure out, you know, what is the right accommodation for you. And we can help you figure out what kind of things are going to fit in that new accommodation so you don't feel overwhelmed. And so it is stress-free, because the whole process is to divest yourself of things so that you've got less things to care for, and you've actually got, you're getting more freedom with less space.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. The people that do it, after it's all said and done, they love it.
They do.
Yeah.
But it's the intermediary step that is difficult, and that's where you can help them, and that's where hopefully we can help them as well. So as we're going through this sorting and organizing and figuring out what to do with things, the next step is, well, where do all these things go? Because there's lots of extra stuff. And so we have a whole process to help clients figure out, what do you do with the things you're not taking with them? And it starts with bringing in an auctioneer and people to appraise particular items if the client has a sense that they've got some kind of value that needs to be appraised. So we always start by bringing in an auctioneer to take a look at things, because they can bring objectivity to this whole decision making. They can very quickly walk through a house and they can say, yes, that's got genuine value. Yes, I know that's got market value. Yes, there's demand for that. No, even though you love that and it was built by your grandfather, I have to tell you, they'll say, I'm glad you love it. We're not going to be able to sell that for you. Or you may have to take responsibility for handling that yourself. And we rely upon them because they are an objective third-party voice. They work in buying and selling all day long, and they see the varying demand for things in the market. And especially when you're dealing with seniors, there's a number of items that come on the market all the time in increasing volume that used to have very high market value and have declining market value now. These are things like Hummels, cranberry glass, cut crystal, beautiful things, valued things to the family, but there's such a glut of it on the market right now that we rely upon the auctioneer to be able to give our client an objective expectation about what that value is.
Yeah, what it's worth today maybe isn't lining up with what it was worth yesterday.
No, it's not. And that doesn't mean it doesn't have value. It means it's got declining financial value. But the value of things is often the heritage and the part they've had in your family home. So those collections have been loved. They've been enjoyed. There are still ways of keeping them. We work with clients all the time who have large collections of things they can't take with them physically, but we help them take them with them emotionally. An example of that is we dealt with a lovely couple recently who had a very large collection of Hummels. They're moving from a four-bedroom house to a two-bedroom suite. They didn't have the space for the collection. So we encouraged them to have them photographed. We have a very good photographer who came in and took that collection into her studio, lit it properly, staged it properly, took a whole series of photos, and then mounted those photos into a photo collage that went on the wall of their main room in the new downsized area. And then we encouraged them to pick three of those Hummels that they really loved that were particularly important to them. And those went on a single stand that was lit by a spotlight. So they had the three items that were most important to them. They had this beautiful mural on the wall that had probably 20 of their other items. Mm-hmm. And everybody that came in could see what they collected, and they could recount their stories and their memories of those things.
In a fraction of the space.
So you can keep your memories without keeping the items.
Yeah, really clever. Really clever thing to do. I'm thinking, Catherine, you've mentioned a few things. We've differentiated a little bit between what you do and what a realtor does. There isn't really any opposing services. It absolutely complements each other. But you mentioned a few things also that almost sound like what you'd expect the mover to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know it's not the same service. Can you explain what the differences are between what you do and what a moving company does?
Sure. And that's a very common question, Dale. The movers are extremely good at what they do. They're trained, they're insured, they have the right equipment to get things safely from one place to another. The ones that we work with are absolutely miracle makers, the things that they do in order to get things in and out of buildings. But they are different than what relocation services do. And the difference is basically that relocation services do provide a whole variety of services up to the day the movers get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we provide a whole variety of services after the movers leave. So the movers are putting the boxes and the furniture on the truck, securing it, and getting it to the new location and offloading it. What we do is, prior to the movers getting there, we are working through all those different variables. We are analyzing what they have. We're helping them make decisions about what they're going to keep. In many cases, we're packing, because we are packing thoughtfully as opposed to packing the way the packers would. Packers are really good, or movers are really good at packing, but they will pack everything you have. We encourage you not to pack everything you have. We encourage you to stop and be thoughtful about, is this going to fit? Does this still have meaning to you? Do you have space for this?
Mm-hmm.
And so we are downsizing as we're packing. And in many cases, we are packing so that we can duplicate an assembly of things at the other end. And what I mean by that is, I'm looking at a cabinet right now in the studio. If we were moving that to a new location and you wanted that recreated in exactly the same format, we would take a picture of that before we packed it. We would pack those things in the same box and mark it that they were all from the same cabinet. At the other end, we'd take the picture, we'd take the box, we would duplicate that configuration at the other end. And so there's a level of detail that we provide that movers do not, but they are critical to the process. So we do all the work leading up to the move. After the furniture is in the door and they've put the furniture in the door, we then work over a period of time with the client to make sure that everything's in the right place and it's accessible for them and everything's unpacked and that it's comfortable for them. And that's a critical stage, especially for seniors, because the last thing you want to do is leave them with a house full of boxes.
And you even take that to an additional step, and you refer to that as the settling in phase of that. Can you explain a little bit about that, Catherine?
Sure. Settling means that we take a look at placing things where they make sense. So, for example, in a kitchen, we'll have the client sit and give us some directions about where they would like their dry goods. We put the dry goods in a place where they're easily accessible for them. And we know, in many cases, we are dealing with seniors, and so we know their physical limitations. So we'll put things where it's easy for reach for them, where they're not at risk. We will put We will arrange their clothing in an order that they're comfortable and familiar with. And familiar is a really important word with seniors as well, because if you recreate patterns that they are comfortable with, they're familiar with from their previous home, then it helps them settle into the new home faster, because they can find things where they're expecting to find them, where they remembered finding them in the past. And that comes down to taking pictures and recreating similar patterns at the other end. We always make their bed before they leave.
Make the bed.
Buy groceries.
Buy groceries. Fill the fridge.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, just ideal. Just ideal for seniors. They just stress-free, or let's call it stress-reduced.
Yes.
And there's even more to it. We're going to ask you a little bit more about who uses these services. But first, we're going to take a short break. You've been listening to Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM's Local Real Estate Talk. Join us after this break. We'll look at how relocation services complement real estate services. We'll take a look at who's using these services, and we'll take a look at Sage Relocation Services a little more in particular. Welcome back. This is your Real Estate Forum, Northumberland 89.7 FM's Reality Realty with Dale Bryant. And my guest today is Catherine Gissing, owner and operator of Sage Relocation Services. Catherine, just before the break, we were talking about who uses relocation services. And obviously, the senior community has a lot to gain from these services. Who else would use relocation services?
Good question, Dale, because in actual fact, if you start to understand the services, they could apply to almost anyone. And we get calls on a regular basis from people at different stages of life. So a good portion of our work is with seniors for a variety of reasons. But we work with individuals and couples from every age category. And basically, the driving need is that they have decided either they need to downsize or they need to move, and they have no time or they have no interest. And in our increasingly stressful life, where we are time deprived for all sorts of well-documented reasons, it becomes really hard to carve out time to really think about how you're going to downsize and pack and move. And so we get called in by people from every walk of life.
Sure. I mean, we're busy earning a living to afford the move, or we're busy driving around the kids to their soccer or their hockey, and there's so many things that I'm not justifying the busyness and the rat race we put ourselves in, but we're in there. And so to have a service like yours, and just as you were describing before the break, even the settling in. So a very busy couple or a very busy family can just settle in the evening of the move, and they have home. It's home already.
Well, it's home, and for corporate moves, because we also do corporate moves, it means that employee is able to get up and active and productive in the job they've moved into that much faster, because it can take a good while to settle into a new home, find where your important things are, get your wardrobe settled in. It can take a good while just to feel settled in a home, and so if we can expedite that process, the employee gets into work and focuses upon what the motive for the move was.
Well, Catherine, I think I took us off on a rabbit trail a little while ago. Is there one more thing?
There's one more thing. One of the other things that we do quite a lot of work with is house clearances. So a house clearance is commonly referred to as an estate liquidation. So estate liquidation basically means that there's a house that is full of things that needs to be emptied for any number of reasons. It may be because of a death in the family. It may be because a relationship has come to an end. There's a divorce. There's any number of good reasons for it. But the bottom line is there's a house that needs to be cleared out. And it's often easier and faster to bring in a third-party service like Sage in order to do that, because we can do it objectively. And we have contacts that we can bring in order to expedite the process. Contacts like the moving companies that we've worked with, so we've already vetted them, so we know who's available. The donation organization, so we know who will take what. The auctioneers, the disposal crews, the cleaning crews that need to come in afterwards. The tradespeople that are required in order to get the house up to snuff. So that the realtor can then have a chance at putting it on the market as quickly as possible and getting a fair return for it.
Yeah, that's I appreciate that last point you made, getting the house up to snuff so that the people can get the best value they can for that real estate. And as I was starting to mention, I think just like I just about tried to do to you there, I got us off on the rabbit trail earlier on because we were talking about the services. Are there any other services that maybe we didn't hit on yet?
Well, we started to talk about how to get rid of things. And that actually constitutes a good portion of our services. If I think in terms of what we do, that occupies probably 70% of our time because we go in and we figure out what people have. Then the question is, what do you do with it? So we start by bringing in the auctioneer, as we mentioned, and we work with a number of very well-established auctioneers or auction homes in Northumberland County. Some of them have their own auction facilities. Some are online auction platforms. And so we start by working with the client to figure out which one of those two makes sense for them because the on-site auction versus the online auction are slightly different in terms of the services they provide and the solutions they provide. And so we help direct our clients to one or the other based upon what their objectives are. So that's number one. And then once the auctioneer or the auction has been resolved, it leaves a whole bunch of other things behind. And then we start figuring out what things need to be donated. And where do they go? Because not all things are donatable. Not all nonprofits accept all things. So, and not all nonprofits, and certain nonprofits have a need for different kinds of things. And so we start dividing the inventory up in terms of what kind of items should go to different charitable organizations where there's the greatest need and then make sure that it gets there. So that's a whole stage unto itself. And then once things are sent out to donation, then there's a whole group of things that are probably designated for family and friends. And family and friends are often not here. Sometimes they live someplace else. And so we go through a process of wrapping those things up securely for shipment, make sure they get out to the coast or to Saskatchewan or wherever they're going to the right person. So there's a whole section there of making sure that the designated items get to the right people. And then after that, there's usually a component of things that are left that just have no value and are going to cost to get rid of. To you know, package things up and send them off to the dump is going to take, it takes labor, it takes materials, it takes manpower. So we have some really excellent disposal crews that come in and work with us and they help us clear out what's left and take it off.
Excellent. Can we get into, Catherine, who is Sage Relocation Services?
Oh, sure. Well, in a nutshell, Sage is a newish company in Northumberland County. Full disclosure, the company was launched in June of 2015, so we're not even coming up on a year. But it's been a remarkable year because we've been very busy, unexpectedly busy, and have met some remarkable people in terms of our service providers, the movers and the cleaners and the disposal crews that we work with, the realtors we work with. We've met a lot of those and have really benefited from those partnerships. So that's been great. And every single client that we've met has been just extraordinary in terms of what we've learned from them. The really great thing about this kind of service is that unlike any other business transaction, you become an intimate part of someone's personal life at a really critical time.
Yeah, there's friendships to be made, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah. And realtors live that life as well because you become very close to your clients and you understand their needs and you really work your hardest in order to help them get a satisfactory solution. And as a service provider, that brings a real sense of personal satisfaction when you get it right.
Okay. So it's a fairly new company. So what in the world motivated you to start in the relocation service?
Well, my story is, I would say, fairly similar to a lot of owners of these kinds of companies. It was a personal motivation that goes back 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 years ago, I had a very elderly mother living in Ottawa who was living in a condo, who decided it was time that she wanted to move into a retirement home. And she'd made the decision. She was comfortable with it, but she needed some help figuring out which retirement home in Ottawa. I come from quite a large family, so I have four brothers and sisters. And at that time, we lived all across North America.
Is that four brothers and four sisters?
No.
Okay.
Two.
All right.
Two brothers, two sisters, and we lived all across North America. We had people in Kansas and in Vancouver and Calgary and Toronto, and we all wanted to help my mother through this process, but nobody was able to because nobody was close enough, nobody had enough vacation time, nobody had the expertise to understand what retirement homes met her criteria in Ottawa. We all had adult children. We all had full-time careers. And so because I was one of the closest children geographically, I ended up driving back and forth from the GTA, where I lived at the time. I would drive to Ottawa for a period of several weekends to help her do the tours of the retirement homes, figure out which one fit her criteria. We settled on a wonderful home for her.
Mm-hmm.
She was very happy with that. We waited till the suite that she wanted was available. We were all excited about it. And then we realized that there was nothing that we could do to help make the move happen. Because the move itself takes time and resources and labor. And again, we all lived across North America. We all had grown children, families, careers. We didn't have the 2 or 3 weeks that would require to go in there and actually downsize and move her. And so I discovered Sage as a service because 4 years ago, I was forced to find a service like mine in Ottawa to help my mother make this move. We found a fabulous company in Ottawa led by a woman called Mary Blackwell. So a shout out to her because she made this whole thing happen, and she was remarkable what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And she swooped in and she got my mom organized and moved and settled. And it was wonderful for my mother. It was wonderful for all my siblings because it removed the burden from our shoulders at a time when we couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 years ago, that was the experience.
Well, Catherine, we're getting close to being running out of time. Can you maybe just hit on, just for like 1 minute, what kind of prices, what can people expect from a service like this?
Sure. So prices are based upon the complexity of the job, Dale. And so we go in and we analyze the scope of the work and we put together a proposal that outlines the steps, the third-party services we're going to bring in, how long it's going to take, and the price. And to give you a guideline, I would say there are a lot of variables, but a typical price to downsize a two-bedroom home into a one-bedroom suite is probably in the range of $2,500 to $3,500.
Okay. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for coming today. There was so much more we could have spoke about, and I'd love to have you back as a guest again if that would work for you. What's the best way that listeners could contact you if they'd like to learn more or like to hire you? Maybe it's the people directly, maybe it's family or friends of somebody that needs your services.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for that invitation, Dale. And today's been a lot of fun, so thank you for this.
Good.
If you would like to contact me directly, that would be the best way to get more information. Mm-hmm. And the number, the cell number is 905-717-3624. So that's 905-717-3624. You can ask directly for me, for Catherine Gissing. Or by email, you could use cgissing, C-G-I-S, S in Sam, S-I-N-G, at sage, S-A-G-E, dash, relocation.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you again, Catherine, for joining me. A really informative show and information that people should be hearing about. If you have any questions or comments about today's show or pertaining to any real estate, Feel free to contact me, Dale Bryant, by emailing dale@dalebryant.ca or call into the radio station at 905-372-2391 and leave a message for me. A big thank you to Reality Realty's advertising sponsor, Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage. With over 40 realtors in the Cobourg, Port Hope area, where helping you is what we do. Don't forget to join me, Dale Bryant. I'm an active real estate broker with Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage next Thursday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon for Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Until next week.